Okay, so we left off on a problem, and then we have to go further. But the problem was is that it says a woman. It's the Rashi, and I guess Rashi says that. The question is, could a woman marry a man using her shliach? Could she send her shliach to be mekabel the kedushin? So the Gemara says there's no problem, because what's the worst thing is that she doesn't see the guy, but she doesn't care to see the guy here, because anyways she'd rather be married than to not be married. So the guy's going to be bad looking, whatever. That's the break. So she's willing to go along with that. So, but Rashi says, yeah, but it's a two-sided street, because if she sends her shliach, it turns out that the guy doesn't see her, and that the guy doesn't see her also, and therefore the guy may end up hating her, and therefore it should be a problem on the guy's side. So how is it that it's okay for her to marry using a shliach? It should be the same problem, because the guy's not going to see her. So Rashi says, ein achanami, but the Mishnah in... doesn't make sense to say ba ubashlucha to teach you that, because that's not vis-a-vis her, that's vis-a-vis him, and already taught you that. So there must be that there's ba is teaching you something from her perspective. But the punchline is, though, according to Rashi, saying is that even if the woman sends her shliach, if the woman sends a shliach to the guy, and the guy didn't see her, he can't give it to the shliach. Rather, he has to go, if he has an option, he has to go and find the woman himself. Even though the woman herself was willingly gave over her shliach and was saying, here, give it to my shliach. So my question was, why don't you say, look, she's mochel. She's saying, look, I'm willing to go along with this. You know, maybe you're going to think I'm ugly. Look, I'll take my chances. I mean, isn't that what she's saying when she's giving the shliach? So, Daniel, you were saying yesterday that, yeah, but it's stupid. And she's making a mistake and it's really harmful for her. And she may be willing, but she's not going to be willing when he's not attracted to her, and I mean that's you're saying it's not a real. She's not really making a good decision. So even though technically she's being mochel, but that's
still
wrong. Which brings up an interesting question. How does work like that? Like let's say a guy says, "Look, I don't care. You can make fun of me. Go ahead." You know. So now could he do it? You say, look, he doesn't care. He's saying he's mochel. So how would I want to be treated? I don't want to be treated. That if I was mochel, then I wouldn't mind people, you know? Or do you say, look, it's wrong and it's going to harm the guy for me to make fun of him. Now, he's mochel. Look, that's unfortunate, but he's stupid and he's crazy. But it's still, I don't want to be treated like that, even if I were mochel, because I'd want to realize that that's a mistake. I shouldn't be mochel, you know? It's an interesting question. I don't really know the answer to that. You know, because... I mean, you could say, look, objectively, that's a bad way to treat a human being. Now, he's mochel, but it's still bad. Objectively, it's still bad.
Yeah, why would you assume that?
No, because you could say, is that, look, it's bad, and as the guy is saying, that he's saying, look, I don't care. So that's the way a person wants to be treated. He wants to be treated in line with his wishes. Whereas he has a wish, treat him like he would want to. Now, you would want to be treated like your wishes, and you're telling me what's better for me. I could be the determinant of what's better for me, like with my money. If I say, look, you can take my money, you could certainly, it's not gazela to take guy's money if he says take my money. So I mean you can be mochel like in Mamonis, or certainly. So you could argue in the same thing here. Look, it's nitan to a person. A person's covered is nitan to him.
Like a frat initiation.
A frat initiation, right. Something like that. Yeah, he's mochel. Yeah. So you could answer that, look, that's still lack of Hatzach mochel, even if he's mochel. Even if she's mochel, it doesn't matter. But it could be that you could say, I was thinking the same idea, but is that, see, we're saying here the Isser is not an Isser. I'm just wondering, here the Isser doesn't really stem from Ha'atarach Mocha per se, but it's because it's a denial of the idea of Kedushin, which is Kedushin taking care of our needs. And so it's not because the Isser is not an Isser of Ha'atarach Mocha, it's an Isser of Kedushin, because Kedushin is Chuppah and the Mishpat HaBanos and taking care of our needs. And here you're doing it in a way which is denying her needs. So now, even if she's mochel, in terms of her rights, you'll say you're not violating Hatzarach Mocha, but you're implying a characteristic of Kedushin, which is that, look, bottom line is, she's not going to be happy, and her needs are not going to be taken care of in this marriage. Now, she's willing to go along with it, but objectively, in terms of the Kedushin, you're creating a Kedushin of which her needs are going to be unsatisfied. So that still lacks in Kedushin. So even if you would say that the Hatzarach Mocha per se, she can be mochel and you're not going to be over, but it's still, in fact, she is not going to be happy, in fact, and therefore doing the Maitzah Kedushin in a way which is bringing about that state is contrary to the nature of Kedushin. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was just thinking, like, what's this idea of Tav Meis of Tandu? You know? So this is, Rashi says, it means, it's a mashal that women used to say. And they'd say that a husband of not, any husband is better than sitting, because it's good, because to sit with two gufim is better than sitting as an almana, as sitting alone. Okay? So, I mean, it seems like it's just, let's say, it seems like it's a bringing out the idea that for a woman, a very big part of marriage for a woman is the removal of the state of being alone. Like there's a certain strong psychological problem for a woman to be alone. Maybe it's insecurities, I don't know, whatever some deeper psychological things it's contingent upon. But it's like for a guy getting married, I mean, a guy, you could also argue, has a certain idea of being alone. But a guy is different. I don't know, he goes into the world, or his psyche is constructed differently. And a guy's getting married because he wants to be married, and he wants the experience of the marriage, and, like, the positive aspects of the marriage. And therefore, if the marriage isn't a good marriage, and he doesn't like the woman, or he's not attracted to the woman, then he'd rather not be married. It's just not worth but he'll be alone. Whatever, he'll be alone. So, yeah, that's not... It's true there is such a thing as alone, but essentially the marriage for a man is the substance of the marriage itself. But it seems like they're saying, as this is a muscle, as woman said, is that for a woman, it's not just the marriage itself. So I don't think it means there's no such thing as the marriage itself, but is a large part of is simply the fact that they're married and they're not single. It's like they're on a tandu and they're not mezon amala. It's a seat of two. But not being alone. It's like the removal of the aloneness and the creating of the two-ness. And in that regard, in that aspect itself, it's irrelevant of what kind of guy he is, or whether he's good-looking, or whether whatever. Bottom line is they're not alone. And he is a guy, and he's a husband, and he's taking care of Sherek Sosmo. No, I mean, it's not saying he's like he's not around. I mean, he's around. He's providing her with her needs as part of the halacha of the marriage. She could have fantasized about a better guy, and she doesn't really like him that much. But she's not alone, and she has a companion, so to speak. You know, I mean, the generic companionship seems to be more of a factor for the woman than for the man. It's the particular relationship which is more meaningful than the abstract fact of being married. Sounds like that's what it's saying, you know. But again, these are in general terms. I mean, of course, their particular woman and their particular, you know, and of course, and the man also has this to an extent, and the woman also has, you know. But it's saying is like, I think it's quoting an aphorism that this is what a woman used to say, because there's a certain truth. This is a saying. Like, sayings are expressive of underlying truths and a psychological truth. So the thing is, like, he's quoting the mashal because people say it. I mean, there's a certain underlying truth to the thing. But again, I mean, we'll get into this question, I think, very soon. But that question is, does that mean every single woman? Does that mean, you know, every single man is not like that? Let's hold off on that, because I think that's going to come up. What difference?
Like, I thought we see in
general. It's possible the mashal is. It's like with a company, it's sitting. You sit with people, you're at a party, whatever. You'd rather sit with some company than sitting alone, even though the company you may not like. But there's an aversion to being alone. So there's a similar, so that's just hanging out. But there's a mashal to a marriage, that for a woman, being married is having company, is having a certain idea of being with two, as opposed to being alone. So that's women invoke that. Apparently men don't invoke that when talking about their marriage, because they don't feel that way. I mean, it's not a saying of men. The same men say it's better to be single than to single and available than to be tied down to a woman who they don't want to be married to. Apparently, I don't know, whatever, you have to get a muscle for that, but... Okay? Fine. So now let's go like this. So now the Gemara says like this. So the Mishnah said, Ishim HaKadosh Bito Kshinara. So, I'm sorry, Ha'ish. So a man can marry off his daughter when she's a Nara. So it says, Kshinara is between 12 and 12 and a half. Okay, fine. Whatever. Simanim, but let's just say 12 and 12 and a half. Kshinara in Kshikitana lo. So it says when she's a Naira, but not when she's a Ketana. So why not? Technically, the daughter, who's a katana, is also under the dominion of her father, and technically a father can marry off his daughter even if she's a katana. He has rights over her. So it says, Ayayayay la Rav. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. Okay, V'isim Rav Elazar. Okay, this is in the name of Yehuda Rav or Rav Elazar, I'm not sure. Otsu la'adam shi'kadish is bito k'shi'katana. It's usur for a person to marry off his daughter when she is a katana. Ad shetagdel, until she grows up. Nebetomar, grows up, I guess, means she becomes bas mitzvah, which so is going to mean 12 when she's a naira. Okay? Betomar. Okay, so until she grows up and says, I want that guy. Okay, I want that guy. So you're not allowed to do it. So why not? What's a simple pshat, why not? Just on pshat level, what's the implication of what's going on here? Why can't you marry off your daughter when she's a katana? Yeah, because she may not want to marry this guy. In other words, you're going to marry off to some guy, and she's going to say, oh, I don't want that guy. And then she's going to be stuck in this marriage, which she doesn't want. So it's usur to do that, because you can get her stuck in a marriage which she's not happy with. Okay.
Does it have to be?
So the problem is, this goes right in the face of this principle which you just set down about Tav Mesav Tandum, that's the Marmal. They say that a woman, it's not usur for a woman to get married with a shliach, even though she doesn't see her husband, because she'd rather be married. She just wants to be married. That's what a woman wants. A woman wants to be married. She doesn't see him. And maybe she would like to choose the guy. And maybe it would be better if she would choose the guy. But you see, there's no issue like that. It's not a lack in Mevatar Rechocho. And she'll be happy. And it doesn't matter for her. Okay, say that it's not a problem. She's going to be happy. She'll be happy with her marriage. And that's it. And it doesn't matter that she doesn't choose the guy and she doesn't like the guy. Yet, because Tal Mezut Tandu. Yet, when it comes to this katana, we're saying, so why can't the father say, look, I'll marry off my katana. Maybe she's not going to be happy? What do you mean, Tal Mezut Tandu? She better off being married than being single. Right? So that's the problem. So all the Rishon deal with this. I think every Rishon, I looked around, talks about this problem. Okay? So we'll do, let's look at Tosos. Okay, we'll start off with Tosos. He says, "Ve'afagav." This tells also the Mishkadish Bidukshit Katana. "Ve'afagav Damar Leil the Isura Leka Mishum Tav L'Mesav Tandu." I know. Before he said it's also it's not usur to marry for a woman to get married without seeing the guy because Tav L'Mesav Tandu Hani Mili Begedola Shehi Miskadesh Aslay De'Atzma. That's by a Gedola. She's getting married on her own. The Kibun Nishin is Ratze since she's agreeing. So she's willing to get married with her shliach. Leka lamecha, shema tachzar. So you don't have to worry. Maybe she's going to change her mind. Because she already sent her shliach. Aval katana, shema skadesh la'idei aviha, ika lamecha, shema im ha'isa gedola, lo ha'isa misratzis. In other words, now you can have to worry by the katana when she grows up, or you have to be choshish, that if she were a gedola, she really would not be willing. She really would not be willing. To do this, to get married to this guy. So what's the problem here? Right, I mean, the problem is that he's not answering the kasha, because the kasha was Tav Mesa Tandu, that there's this principle called Tav Mesa Tandu, that women like this. Women want to be married, and that's what they want. And it doesn't matter about the guy. But now all of a sudden he's saying is, no, it's not true, it's only if she wants to. So is there like an intrinsic principle here with Tav Mesav Tandu, or is there not a principle like that? Like how does it depend upon whether she agrees or not? Yeah, the Rashi says it also. He says, Yeshon Dafka B'Gedola. It's only by Gedola. I mean, Delohik Bida, Lomar, because of the fact that she wasn't makbid, so chazaka nichola dekoldu. Since she's not makbid, you could say that it's a chazaka that it's good for her to marry anybody. Avakatana dilma dishkta dilosis ratzibo, but the katana maybe when she grows up, she won't want him. And let's see Tosas Riazakin. Okay, here's another answer, and then maybe we'll get them in contrast to one another, okay? So he says like this, Tosas Riazakin. And the same problem, it's towards the end of the skinny lines. Ani rotsa v'avgav demrin le'al de'v'chol de'v nichol le'hani milik she'yatzma osa avak she'acher osa lo. Okay, so he says that's only because when she herself gets married, then you say that. But if someone else is marrying her off, then you don't say that. Okay, and the difference is he's not saying it's because she's old or she's young. It's because if she herself does it versus someone else doing it. If she herself marries her off, she'll be happy with anything. If someone else marries her off, then she's not going to be happy with anything. Yeah, right. And that's what he comes back around to then. He says, the Ravid says that it's not, because it's only say Talmud Mesa by Gedola, not by Gitana, for some reason. He says, but the Kasha is, he says, but then what does it say? It's just saying until she grows up. What does it say? Because she chooses. And every Gedola he's saying it's Talmud Mesa Tanda. So he says, rather it's because of what he said. It's because that he says, even by Gedola, if someone else would marry her off, it wouldn't be good for her. Because she wouldn't be happy. The Tav Mesa Tandu is only where she does it on her own. But not if someone else does it for her. So I think there's a difference from what Tosus was saying. I mean, Tosus is saying, because she's Misratzis, when she's older, she's agreeing, versus when she's younger, she's not agreeing, and maybe... He's saying is maybe if she's a katana, maybe if she were older, she wouldn't agree. She wouldn't agree. But in the Tosafot is looking, it's not because whether she's agreeing or not. It's just that someone else is doing it for her, or she's doing it for herself. When someone else does it for her, then she's going to be happy. So then she's not happy. If she does it for herself, then she is happy. But again, according to this, you have to explain what's the difference. Because if Tav Mesa Tandu, then Tav Mesa Tandu. So what's the difference if someone else does it for her, she does it for herself. So Daniel's saying, and it's good, is that it doesn't mean, Tal Mesa Tandu doesn't mean that every single woman in the world, without exception, rathers to be married than to be single. It's not saying that. It's saying there is a mashal that women say this. So there's a phenomenon this is a phenomenon in women. And maybe a very prevalent phenomenon. Maybe a very prevalent phenomenon. But there are also women who it doesn't apply to. There are women who have a stroke, aren't so lonely, and it's not so painful for them to be single, and whatever, that's also a phenomenon. So what it's saying is that if a woman agrees to get married through a shliach, so you say, but how could she agree? This is a bad, maybe she's not going to like the guy. So you say, well, the fact that she agreed is an indication that she belongs to the regular class of women who's Tav Mesa Tando. So once she does that, you don't say, no, it's us to do, because maybe she's not going to like it. Because you have an indication that she's part of this regular group. Right? But if you're just Tamaktana, that's what he says. Maybe when she gets older, she'd be picky. And who's to say that she's necessarily this type of woman? You can't tell when she's a katana. So it says, maybe when she'd get older, she wouldn't be like that. So you have to have an indication. Now, Talmud Tandu isn't like a chazaka about all women. According to this, it's not a chazaka. It's not a chazaka that all women have this thing. It's just, there is a trend. There are women. There's an overwhelming group of a lot of women who have this. And if you indicate that you're part of this class, then you have a right to act on it. And it's not usur. But if you don't indicate that, then you have a right to assume that. But by men, apparently this is not a prevalent phenomenon. This is not normally the case by a man. So therefore, if a man sends his shliach to marry a woman, he says, since men in general, this is not the case, they're not going to be happy like this. So there's also to do that, because you're not being thoughtful about the psychology of what's going to happen here, because there's a good chance what's going to happen is you're not going to like her, and you're not going to say, Tav Mesa Tandu, well, men don't say that. So I see you're just being short-sighted in just sending your shliach. See, a woman, you don't say she's being short-sighted. You say she's making a decision that I want to be single. I want to be married. I don't care. I don't care about what he's going to look like. That's a decision. But by men, there's no decision like that. Men, there's no class of men who are like that. So therefore, if a man's doing it, he's just being short-sighted and not unthoughtful to the woman. So that's not, you're not allowed to do that. But a woman's not being unthoughtful. That's her decision. There's a decision like that. So you could say this is a kasha on the Rav's idea. So let me just introduce you to the Rav's thing. And I don't think it is a kasha. Because the Rav, there's a little bit of background, but the Rav basically, there's a halacha that if you marry a woman and it turns out that she has some sort of mum or some sort of whatever, bad character trait, which are sugyas about these things. But there's sugyas about that you could say it's a mekach taos and you get out of the marriage and you don't have to pay her a ksuba. Because the idea is you never would have married her had you known that she had this problem, right? But when it comes to the other way around, you don't say that. When it comes to the other way around, you don't say if a man turns out the man has some sort of problem, you don't say that had the woman known that he had this problem, then she would have never gotten married, and thereby knock out the marriage, and therefore say she doesn't need a gap because it's a megachtos, right? Something like that. The Gemara is a sugya, so you don't say that. There's a discrepancy because this principle, because the Talmud Mesut Tando, because the woman, the man is a bad guy, but still, Talmud Mesut Tando, a woman wants to be married. A woman wants to be married, and she, you don't say that she wouldn't have gotten married if she known. No, even if she knew she'd get married, because Talmud Mesut Tando, that's the sugya's, yeah, it's in Ksubas. I think it's in Ksubas. I have that. It's the Ksubas, Ayin Beis through Ayin Hay. That's where the Gemaras are. Okay, I think it's a Mishnah on Ayin Beis, but it's that's where the Gemaras are. Okay, so now the thing is that so then what happened is like this, is that right away, so you can ask Kasha what we're saying, but let's hold off. So now the question came up that nowadays this guy Rabbi Rachman, he wanted to this is the time of the Rav, I don't know what year it was, but so he wanted to say that that was the olden day women who were basically lonely women or whatever, and they weren't women of the world, and they basically wanted to be married no matter what. And they would be willing to tolerate, that kind of a husband. But he says the modern woman is slightly have changed, and the modern woman is not true. And therefore, he wanted to say, and he used this. He wanted to use this halachically when you have agunas. Let's say you have a woman whose husband isn't giving her a gat. So saying is that that had she known that her husband would be such a low life that he would hold back the gat, she would have never married the guy. You know, where she known whatever about the guy, she would never marry the guy, and thereby undo the condition, and thereby say she doesn't need a gat. So this way you could solve a big problem in the world, in the Jewish world here, you have this big problem of agunas, whose husbands are not willing to give gats. So this way you solve a big problem, because it's an unfortunate, terrible situation, the husband doesn't do it, and I mean, it's not so easy. So he was trying to solve the problem. So the Rav was very against it, and he said basically, it's interesting, we have in TTL. It's interesting to listen to. It's very interesting. It's very inspiring, very passionate about this point. But he basically was saying is that you can't tamper with the Chazakas of Chazal. And these things are not based upon sociological, statistical analyses or basic, simplistic evaluations of human personalities. These things are based upon deep knowledge of human beings, and they don't change with the times, and things look a little different. These are underlying realia of human beings. And he says, if you start questioning the Chazakos of Chazal, he says, you might as well take a match and burn Maseches Kedushin. And like he's got like very, basically saying is he can't just do this to halacha. And he's saying the method, he made a point, and it's an interesting point, but he said, the methodology, don't think that modern methodology or secular knowledge or all these people in the spirit of modernism and psychology or whatever are any match for Torah. He says the methodology and the level of knowledge of involved in sugyas and shas and chazal are head and heels above any modern method of knowledge. And he says don't think that you in your spirit of modernism think that you could start questioning the Chazal just because of your intuitive senses.
Is he saying that about all these different cases?
No, I say everything Chazal says is correct. I think as Tosis says, the medical advice that Chazal gives is outdated, and it's not. Don't practice here. Don't go to a Chazal doctor nowadays. That's and that's the thing with fish and meat. I mean, these are, but that's certain types of things you have to know. You have to be a Balmasor to know when and where. But he's saying is the other thing is in these types of areas and these Chazal, these are not. Don't think that in modern, you could just undo these things based on secular, social revolutions or whatever. These things are more deeply rooted than social. Chazal didn't just look around and say, what do I think women would do? These things are based upon, they studied Torah, they studied Adam Arishon, they studied the whole Torah and their Pirkei Avos. I mean, the level of knowledge of human beings isn't just based upon a superficial glance at what society does. I mean, they have deeper knowledge than that. So, it's true the social norms have changed, but it's not based upon social norms. But I mean, you can get into every particular things. I think the real point is, don't go there. I mean, you can't just come along and do that. I mean, you have to be qualified to do these kinds of things, And to start changing around and throw out the whole Maseches Kedushin because you think you figured out a new idea. He says that just you could start. So I guess that's your point. There are so many sugyas that are based upon Chazal, value in Baba Basra and Durim and all different types of things. These things are not just based upon. You can't just come along and start saying I have a different opinion. Right. I mean, you wouldn't come along and do that when it comes to normal halachic areas. Now, when it comes to about human nature, you just feel like they're slouches because human nature, they don't know anything, and we're more sophisticated. It's the point. They're not more sophisticated. The same tools that they use in analyzing a psulim of an esrog, they use in analyzing slam das of a person, and they're not outdated in their abilities. Okay, so the point is that, so you'll say, maybe this is a kasha, because now we're saying is that, that it's absolute, it's not a chazaka, it's not an absolute, it's just saying there are these certain type of women. But it sounds like the Rav is saying, no, this is an absolute, this is a fact. But I think, you ever feel the question? And the question is like this, that we're saying, back to Tosos, is that Tosos is saying, not every woman is Tav Mesatan, there's a class of women, but she has to indicate that she's part of this class in order to say that she's willing. Right, but the Rav seems to be saying is that no, this is a fact. It's an absolute fact. Women are like this. Don't think they change. You know, so it sounds like it's contradictory. But I think if you think carefully, it's not really a contradiction. They're two different things. Which is because the question is: let's say a woman gets married, and you want to apostle the kedushin. Right? You want to apostle the kedushin and say it's a mekach tos. Say it's a mekach tos. You have to say she would absolutely never have gotten married had she known this guy is so and so. Right, and you, there is a phenomenon of Tav Mesav Tandu, which means there's a class of women, a large class of women who Tav Mesav Tandu, and because of that, you can't say she would have never done it. How do you know she never would have done it? Tav Mesav Tandu. Maybe she doesn't mean definitely she is that woman. And in a modern woman, you'll say this modern woman. How do you know? You're saying definitely she wouldn't have done it. It depends on the psychology of a person and depends on subtle things. And there is definitely a trend amongst women that there is a phenomenon. You can't undo a marriage by saying definitely it's a mekach tos. By a man, you could say definitely. A man doesn't want to be married to a woman who has XYZ problem. That's not. That you could say that's a mekach tos. That's you have a right to apostle the marriage and say that definitely he would not have done that. But since women have this, there's a phenomenon of Tav Mesav Tandu, so therefore that for the marriage you can't undo the marriage because it's possible that she's in this class, or maybe it's likely she's in this class. So even in modern day times you can't change. The Rav's not saying it's a fact in psychology that every single woman is like that. I think what Rakhmanstra has to do is he has to say there's no such thing like this anymore. That he's saying is, that how are you going to determine that? There's no such thing like that anymore? There's no woman would want to do that? That's what Chazal are saying. There are women who would want to do it. So what, you're looking around and saying, at most you could do is change the probability. Even if you say the probabilities, the statistics have changed, but to say that this trend in a female personality is no longer present, that he's saying you can't undo that. That's a firm thing in Chazal, and that's a fact, that there's a trend like that. We'll have left, I guess, the Tosri Azakin, right? Let me just get to it. So the Tosri Azakin, I think, is saying differently. He's saying you could argue that he's saying that really it is a Chazaka. That really it is a Chazaka that women are like this. Because if this is true, that it's not a Chazaka, then there's no Kasha altogether. You know, that's the thing, there's no Kasha. But yeah, it's just a unique case, which where the woman's is misratzis, and in the case of the ketanah, she's not misratzis. That's definitely the answer. If you held it's not a chazaka, so perhaps the reason that the holds it is a chazaka, that women categorically are happy to be married to anybody. But he says is that when the father or someone else marries her off, you're introducing a counterforce, which is that people don't like to be told what to do. It's different already. It's a whole different dynamic. In other words, if a woman on her own is involved in something and initiates something, you'll say she's willing to tolerate it and she's happy, Baal Kaldu, and that's fine. But there's a whole new dynamic in the thing if she's stuck with a husband who she's not attracted to because her parents or because her father, then already you don't have the chazak anymore. Because now you're playing with a whole other factor. But when a woman herself gets married, then you'll say that that's the chazakah, is that a woman is, and there's in general, naturally, marriage alone, all other factors removed, a woman who is happy with any husband. Doesn't matter. She'll be happy with any guy. That's fine. That's a chazakah. But now if you start making the marriage build a marriage forced onto her, that's already different. So then you don't have a chazakah anymore. Now that upsets the mix. And saying is then you say that maybe she won't, and therefore it's usher to marry her off into that situation because it could be you're going to throw her into this on this marriage which she's not satisfied in. Yeah. What I'd like to do next time is the Rambam's. on. I mean, there are a lot of the Rishonim talk a lot about all these things. There might be different answers. I think to me, it seems like these are two basic trends in the Rishonim. But there could be there are other reasons. I mean, I didn't go through every single Rishon and I would try to work out, define every answer. But it seems these are two major approaches in the Rishon. Yeah, so I learned that some is the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam, now we did all these Gemaras, and we have a basic handle on them, to see how the Rambam learns it. Because the Rambam's, first of all, it's important to get the real, the Rambam to have the right breakup of the halachas. Because you'll see, it's funny, his breakup is funny. And just to get how is he learning this all these Gemaras. Okay, so it's I guess, Gimel Yod Tas, I think. Yeah. Oh. So that's hopefully we'll try to do that, and maybe you want to look in the Rambam's Rambam Kavod Shabbos also. Mm-hmm. That'd be a good idea. Oh yeah, and also you could look at the Rambam Pesach Mishnayos. That might be a good idea also.
One that you referenced about
Yehudim Tzuyos Mishulva. Yeah, Mishulva. The Rambam Pesach on this Mishnah, you can't miss it.
Yeah, the Rambam's funny because he in general he